Hi, and welcome to Action Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book Ready, Fire, Aim. The book was written by Michael Masterson, and this summary was written by Perrin Patel. Quote, "This book is about creating and growing multi-million dollar businesses, but it's also a book about becoming a business genius." It comes from page 32 of Ready, Fire, Aim. It's every entrepreneur's dream to not only start and build your business from the ground up, but to someday take it to the heights of a multi-million dollar level organization. Doing that with just one business is quite gratifying, but doing it with multiple businesses is pretty special. Michael Masterson falls into the latter category. Throughout his career, he's been a part of several successful businesses, helping to, quote, start and develop dozens of multi-million dollar businesses, including one whose revenues exceeded $135 million and another still growing at $300 million. And it's this experience that's allowed him to identify the four stages of growth. The golden egg for this week's article, then, is the four stages of growth. Quote, "If you look at how businesses develop over time, either from your own experience or by looking at industry statistics for entrepreneurial ventures, you'll see that there are basically four stages of growth." It comes from page 15 of Ready, Fire, Aim. Through his own experience as a business owner and as a business consultant, Michael found that every entrepreneurial business goes through four stages of growth. Stage one, which he labels infancy, is basically the $0 to $1 million in revenue category. Stage two, or childhood, is the $1 million to $10 million in revenue. Stage three, adolescence, is from $10 to $50 million in revenue. And finally, stage four, adulthood, is $50 million to $100 million in revenue. What he also noticed is that, quote, "each stage has its own unique characteristics in the form of problems, challenges, and opportunities. And it's important to pay attention to these specific characteristics as you continue to take your business to the next level." So, what are they? Gem one, what stage are you in? Know your main problem, challenge, and opportunity. Quote, "Other issues matter as well, but if you know what to expect at each stage of the game and prepare yourself for those common problems, challenges, and opportunities, it will be much easier to reach the next level." It comes from page 19 of Ready, Fire, Aim. At any point in time, you probably have what seems like an endless to-do list. So where should you focus your time and, more importantly, energy? Well, that depends on what stage of growth you're in. This is an area that Michael focuses on heavily in the book, breaking down each stage. But here's the main problem, challenge, and opportunity at each stage, based on his experience. Stage one, infancy, that range from $0 to $1 million in revenue, the main problem is you don't really know what you're doing. The main challenge is making the first profitable sale, and the main opportunity is achieving a minimum critical mass of customers. The skills needed to get there are the ability to get things done and sales skills. Stage two, childhood, that $1 million to $10 million in revenue range, your main problem is you're only breaking even or may even be losing money. The main challenge is creating many additional profitable products quickly, and the main opportunity is increasing cash flow and becoming profitable. The additional skills needed here are coming up with a constant stream of new and potentially tipping point ideas. Stage three, adolescence, the $10 to $50 million range, your main problem is your systems are strained and customers are noticing. The main challenge is turning the chaos into order, and the main opportunity is learning how to establish useful protocols and manage processes and procedures. The additional skill needed here is running your business with just three or four simple management reports. And finally, stage four, adulthood, that $50 to $100 million in revenue, the main problem is that sales slow down and may even stall. The main challenge is becoming entrepreneurial again, and the main opportunity is getting the business to run itself. The additional skill needed here is determining the role you'll play in the business's future. Gem number two for this week's article is Ready, Fire, Aim. Quote, "The Ready, Fire, Aim concept is about velocity, about the profound benefits of moving from an idea into action at the fastest possible speed. But Ready, Fire, Aim doesn't mean reckless abandon. It doesn't mean bolting into action before you are ready. It's Ready, Fire, Aim, not fire at will." That comes from page 181. Along with focusing on the specific opportunity for your particular stage of growth, Michael also has one central method for success, which can be, and should be, applied in all stages of growth. It's called Ready, Fire, Aim. And it's something that Michael advises us to apply to the product development side of the business. Get ready. I'm sure you're well aware of the practice beats theory approach when it comes to business, or any life experience for that matter. And that's the same philosophy Michael believes in as well. But before he actually fires, he insists on asking 7 key questions in the ready phase. In fact, Michael even uses these questions to create a short business proposal, maximum 4 pages, for any new startup he gets involved in. And he insists that this be completed within 24 hours of the time you have your idea. Question number 1 to ask yourself is, do I have a good idea? You'll never know how good your product is until you actually test it, but it pays to take a moment to ask this. The second question to ask yourself is, does it feel like it will work? Given a choice between A, methodically analyzing whether a business idea is good enough to be successful in the marketplace, and B, relying on the intuition of an experienced person, I'd opt for intuition. Question number 3 to ask yourself is, are my sales targets realistic? Spend some time doing the what if I'm wrong calculations, i.e. double the estimated cost of bringing the idea to life, then reduce your estimated units sold by half. And if it still looks like you'll be making a profit, you can comfortably go forward. Question 4 is, can I afford to test this idea? If it's a costly idea, maybe testing a controlled environment first is best. Question number 5 is, do I know the basic tasks that need to be done? Create a short list of the primary tasks that need to be completed. Question 6 is, do I have the people who can do the tasks? You can't always make it alone, so do you have the right people on board? Understand who you'll need to involve in the tasks you listed in step 5. Question number 7 to ask yourself is, do I have a plan B, an exit plan, in case my good idea turns out to be a bad one? Create a what if it fails plan. Set your stop loss points, quote, measurable points that determine ahead of time whether you'll continue to invest money in the project or drop it. Fire. At this point, don't get caught up in the just need to do one more thing syndrome. You've answered the essential 7 questions, and now is the time to fire. And then finally, aim. Continue to monitor your progress as you move forward and adjust as necessary. Ready, Fire, Aim not only provides insights into the early stages of the entrepreneurial life, but also the corporate life that you may eventually lead to as an entrepreneur aiming to create a multi-million dollar business. And although there is a heavy focus on strategy, revenue, and profits, Michael clearly emphasizes one simple yet equally significant fact. It's not about you. It's about your customers and what's best for them. My name is Chris Taylor, and this has been Actionable Books Audio. We've been summarizing the book Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson, and the summary was put together by Perrin Patel. We hope you enjoyed it.